We promote black businesses on Riders Live today, and we sit down with the sensei, Hollis Rock. We getting to talk to a black martial artist, y'all. Let's get it.
They call him
Hollis Rock is the what's poppin' artist of the day. Let's get it.
Morning, thank you God for another day. It's real in these streets, man, it's never play. Act up, it's a price to pay. Every morning and night, on my knees I pray. Hope that I can find my way. And I hope that I don't have to use the K. I'm a grown ass man with a grown ass plan. If I see my brother down, I'ma give him a hand. If I got it on me, nigga, I'ma give him a band. And if it's work for him, boy, put him in the land. But I ain't never down with no shenanigans. Bullets flying, leave your whole family panicking. Now I gotta lay low and can't see the land again. And we can never ever be fam again. And I ain't even know no lack. But if it's you or it's me, then I leave that ass flat like
a GAM. Got no time for lame.
I'm a GAM, got no time for lames. I'm a GAM, and soon you'll see. I'm a grown ass man, that's who I be. I'm a GAM, got no time for games. I'm a GAM, got no time for lames. I'm a GAM, and soon you'll see. I'm a grown ass man, that's who I be. I spit fire that make the mic melt. Don't make me take off my belt and whoop that ass like your daddy should did. Cause I don't play with nobody kids, but I will try to teach you. Spit the dope and hope that it reach you. Say your prayer and hope God keep you.
I follow you out in heaven.
We came here on the boat, got hung by a throat. Used to die for a vote, now we die for a coat. Man, shit done changed. Killers with no aim who don't know the game. Mind state plain, innocent slain. What remains is a bloodstain and overcame. Can't even numb the pain. Can't even numb the pain. I'm a GAM, got no time for games. I'm a GAM, got no time for lames. I'm a GAM, and soon you'll see. I'm a grown ass man, that's who I be. I'm a GAM, got no time for games. I'm a GAM, got no time for lames. I'm a GAM, and soon you'll see. I'm a grown ass man, that's who I be. You wanna feel the heat, but not the fire. You wanna run the meat, but not the spy. You wanna live your life just carefree, with no responsibilities, steady making enemies. I'm taking over industries, blowing on this Indonesia. And some call me Caesar. Take my hand, come let me lead you. Cause the future, it needs you.
Yes.
And even your seeds too.
Yes.
Man, you know what we've been through. Dark nights lead to a brighter day. But be careful where you stand, you can lay. Fools rush in, you better move wisely. Ain't a thing in this world that surprised me. Black man with knowledge itself. And I wouldn't trade shit for all of the wealth. I'm a GAM, got no time for games. I'm a GAM, got no time for lames. I'm a GAM, and soon you'll see. I'm a grown ass man, that's who I be. I'm a GAM, got no time for games. I'm a GAM, got no time for lames. I'm a GAM, and soon you'll see. I'm a grown ass man, that's who I be.
That was Hollis Rock with Grown Ass Man. It's an unreleased track. You can expect music from him coming soon. If you would like to have your music played on Riders Live, just email bookingriders@gmail.com. That's booking, R-O-D-E-S, @gmail.com. Or submit through the booking form via our website, which is www.rodesonline.net, via the booking form. If you would like to be the What's Poppin' artist of the day, or if you would like to be interviewed, or if you would like ad space, submit via the booking form on RodesOnline.net. All right? If you would like to make a donation to the show, just cash at RodesT20. That's $RODEST20. All right? LawSpeaks.net. That's what's popping. Wala Tax Services. That's what's popping. CognacBlack.com. That's what's popping. ClassicBullies.com. That's what's popping. FDKZ Clothing Streetwear. That's what's popping. Gifted Gods Wear. That's what's popping. Era16Collections.com, that's what's popping. DBM Baskets by Damaris Savage, that's what's popping. Shara's Body Butter, that's what's popping. Sweet Juice's Cheat Code Album, available on all streaming platforms, that's what's popping. Mama Life Podcast, that's what's popping. And I got a new book. It'll be out in March, called White Lines. That's what's poppin'. The new single by Bank Flow recording artist T-Law is out. It's called Coming For You, produced by Insane Beats. The single features Beads and Charismatic. It's available on all streaming platforms. Make sure y'all go cop that new T-Law. Coming For You. Welcome to Rodus Live. I am your host, Rodus. I am here with Frederick Hollis. Please introduce yourself to the listeners of Rodus Live and tell them what you got going on.
Well, as you stated, I am Frederick Hollis. And what we're talking about basically in this episode of Rodus Live is my journey from starting off in Taekwondo to now being a second degree black belt and instructor.
Okay, so how did you get into martial arts?
Well, actually, it was on my bucket list to always get a black belt ever since I was younger. Like, and I always wanted, there's a few things that I want to learn how to do, speak another language, play the piano, and a black belt was definitely on there. So one day I was actually going to Beggar's Pizza and right across the street from Beggar's Pizza on Ridge Road in Lansing is a martial arts school, UMA. And I just happened to turn around and look at the window and I saw that it was martial arts. And I was like, let me take this number down. I saw it was Taekwondo, and they also did some other things in the arts. So I took the number down, and then I called and spoke with the instructor, went in and talked to him. He gave me a little assessment, and the rest is history. That was back in September 29th, 2017.
Okay. So who inspired you to be a martial artist?
Well, you know, watching a lot of TV, a lot of martial arts movies and everything, but I really wasn't even inspired to be a martial artist. It was just that I always wanted the designation of black belt ever since I was young. That just was something that I wanted all the time, but I actually took karate for a little bit when I was like 10 years old. I got up to yellow belt, but then I had quit. Now, it was a long time ago, but ever since then, like in my teenage years, I just never got a chance to do it then until now, till later. And I just always wanted that black belt, so decided to go shoot for it.
Okay, so what's some of the training that go into being a black belt?
Well, it's a lot because it's a whole lot of levels. You start off at white belt. The way our curriculum works, you start at white, you go to yellow, orange, green, blue, blue first, red, red first, brown, brown first, recommended black belt, then black belt, then the second, then the degrees come. I got the second, I'm at the second degree. So in each level, it's a amount, it's a certain curriculum that you need to be responsible for, that you have to know before you proceed to the next level. And as you move up the levels, you're still responsible for the curriculum in that previous belt. So when you get tested, the master can ask you anything that's at your belt level or below it. So by the time you get to be you're going for your black belt, he can ask you anything that's in any of those other belt levels, as well as where you are. So you have to know all of that. So basically, it's a lot of discipline involved, because you got to come to classes and you got to perform when you're in the classes.
Okay. Is it the same for all ages? Like, can you be a 12-year-old black belt or an 8-year-old
black belt? You definitely can. It's about the time that you put in. We actually, we have a 17-year-old black belt. He's a second degree black belt. He's an assistant instructor. And we have a 13-year-old black belt. And she's an assistant instructor as well. And we've had, I'm trying to think how old, like 10-year-olds. We had the 10-year-old. I think our youngest black belt that we ever had was like probably 8 or 9, something like that. So yeah, it's about when you start and the time that you put in.
Okay. So where do you have to be mentally when you go through this strenuous regimen?
You got to really want it, because if you don't want it, then, you know, all your dreams are on the other side of fear. So if you don't want it and you're scared to do things that you haven't done, because what it is pushing your body past its limits. People always complain about, oh, I can't do this, I feel bad, I'm blah, blah, all of this. That's talking, and they talk themselves into it. You have no idea what your body is capable of, how much more it could do than what you're doing. Even if you think you're pushing it, you're really not pushing it to its limits and beyond that. But that's what it takes. It takes the discipline to not be afraid to push yourself past what's comfortable, because your dreams, like I said, are on the other side of fear, and they don't lay in a comfortable spot. What you want is in uncomfortableness. So you have to embrace it and push through it.
So basically, you're figuring out that you're tapping into the other 97% of your brain that you never used that's guiding your body.
Yeah, because you're tapping into it to bring it together, your mind, your soul, and your body, your mind, body, because your body is going to always want to quit. It's going to always be like, man, I can't do that. But you own that body. That body is a suit. You're a soul that lives within the suit. So you tell that suit what to do, and you tell it, well, if I'm going to die, then kill me. Let me die then. I dare you. But you push, you're going to do what I tell you to do right now when I tell you to do it.
Okay. So when in the training to become a black belt did you know that you can really do it? Like, what is something that shocked you physically, mentally, and emotionally going through this process?
Well, when I first started, I didn't think I was going to do it at first, because when I went to it, first of all, it was Taekwondo. And from my recollection of Taekwondo, I was like, it's a lot of kicks. I was like, I'm older. I'm all stiff. I'm not going to be trying to be kicking and all that. And I'm like, ah. So I thought that legitimately, I was like, I'm not going to be able to do it. But when I talked to the teacher, Master L is the name, is my teacher. When I talked to him, he made me put in me a confidence just knowing that I could do it. And it just made me want to do it. But when I first came, I was extremely stiff, because back in all the other sports that I had previously did a long time ago when I was young, like wrestling and football and even a little bit of boxing and stuff like that, the coaches I had never focused on flexibility. They focused on power and strength. So I was real strong, but very unflexible. But as I got to it and started seeing how more flexible I could be and the way my kicks actually looked as I was going up the route, up the belt, then that just up the belts, then that just let me know that I could do it and made me want to keep on pushing it. But one of the main things that we stress at our school is, see, it's not just the martial art. We're not here to just teach people how to do a proper roundhouse and be the best at kicking or be the best at fighting. Because what we do, we're about culture more than a lot of schools that I see. We're about not just the martial art, but also the culture. We are concerned with producing, especially in the children, producing good human beings that go out into society and be productive. So it's not just about your skill level. It's about how you are. Like, it's a code to be a black belt at our school. It's a code that you have to live by, a code of being on the straight path and living, trying to live as righteous as possible. It's not just you go out here and you can fight. It's way more than that.
Okay, like, if you have any type of flexibility issues, how do you adapt or address them?
Well, it's a whole bunch of different type of stretches and different ways to stretch that some people might not be aware of that can definitely help you get your flexibility back. I'm not saying you'll be doing splits tomorrow or anything like that, but you'll be way more flexible than you are. And you don't have to be able to do a full split to execute a kick properly.
Right. I done seen niggas get kicked in the nuts a lot of times and shit. Right.
And in an actual fight situation, all that super head kick and flying around stuff, that's more for show, for demonstrations. If you really fighting, you're not going to be jumping all up in the air doing turning kicks and all of this, because you are exposing yourself in those kicks, especially if you fight more than one attacker. You're going to use the basics of what work, and that could be a front snap kick to the stomach, not to the head, because you exposed somewhere else. The front snap kick to the stomach or the groin is quicker, and it'll take more of a toll right then. So all of that other stuff that you see on TV when they flying around, breaking the boards and all like that, that is for demonstration purposes.
Okay. I'm not disrespecting. Okay, let me back it up. So I was told that because when I was younger, it was a guy in the neighborhood, he was teaching us karate and stuff. the stuff worked, but I don't know if he was really officially a black belt, but some of the stuff has helped me in situations in life. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to say, he taught us that the best fighter don't have to fight at all.
It's always levels. You shouldn't fight if diplomacy is still an option. You see what I'm saying? If you can talk your way out of something, then you do that. Why would you want to fight? I mean, it's not about, you shouldn't want to fight and have to put your hands on anybody. Fighting is the last situation. But if all diplomacy has been reached and there's no other level of diplomacy that could be gone, and this person is actually trying to hurt you or your family physically, then you got to fight. There's nothing that you could do. Or if it's something, if you're surrounded by three dudes, you can't run nowhere. There's nowhere to run. And they not listening. They want to rob you. They trying to do something to you bad, trying to take your life, God forbid, or a member of your family, then that's when you have to fight. We're talking about fighting situations where you have to fight, not because you think you tough and you want to go outside and prove something or anything like that. See, you were taught by a dude, he probably might have had a couple of classes or something like that. Maybe he was real good in karate or whatever. But what we are is, I want to make that distinction clear too, because there's a lot of schools, or not even schools, but people just out in the streets or whatever teaching or something like that. We are a pedigree school, meaning that we are a member of the Chung Kung Do Federation worldwide. My teacher was taught by a Korean by the name of Supreme Grandmaster Kim. He was in the Korean War. He got captured. He escaped four times using these techniques that he... So you know you're in a POW camp. You get caught four times. You escape four times. You already know the bodies that you done had to toll up. And his teacher is known as the technical founder of Taekwondo. And it was passed down to him and to some of his other students. And my teacher had various masters coming up. He had a kickboxing master, because we also do a little kickboxing training from time time to time, we do some Hapkido, Aikido, a little Judo, and a little bit of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Not a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school, but we teach a little bit of the ground fighting aspect so you could be a well-rounded fighter. So my teacher comes from a tremendous pedigree. Like we, like my name is on a certificate and it's on, it's in the books of the Worldwide Chung Kung Do Federation. So you can go over in Korea and look me up, just like as you can look up my master, all the black belts he've ever made and his master, like that. So it's not just like it was Rudy in the street and he was like, come back here and kick this stuff.
Yeah, I got you. I just wanted to share that with you. I'm not trying to disrespect being a martial artist and the quest to being a black belt. So is it sort of like preparing to be a Jedi? Like, kind
of? Well,
if you was to compare it to something.
It's like being, it's more than a Jedi, and it's more, it's hard to compare it to anything, but saying that you, like, you're a teacher, you teach math. It's like being a teacher, but it's even more than, like, teaching a subject, because with these people, adults included, but mainly the children, we're actually taking them and we're making them better humans. So we're teaching them this martial art, but we are very, you know what I'm saying, we're very big on discipline, and as well as having fun with the kids and whatnot, but also shaping that person to be a good and productive person in society. Like my teacher, if your grades are bad or anything like that, and your parents come to us and be like, you know, give them some extra work in here because they did like this. They mouthed off to their mother. They did something. We'll take your belt and you won't get it back until you prove to us that you know how to listen to your parents or your grades or, you know, we're involved in the actual raising some of these kids. And we deal with all types of kids. We deal with kids with learning disabilities, ADHD, autism, whatever, special needs. We do it all. We do the whole spectrum.
That's what's up. And like a lot of those kids with attention deficit disorders and everything, the discipline kind of balance them out and make them better children altogether. And more than anything, it teaches them how to listen. And it's good that y'all making productive members of society.
Right. And we just not, I want to make it clear too, we're not just for the kids, we have adults, you know what I mean? So we're helping adults ease the stress of everyday life, because this can be a stress reliever for you. We teaching you how to breathe and how to do all more than just fight. Our school, it's a lot of things that's coming in 2022 and 2023. We already set apart from a lot of schools, but really that's gonna set us apart from any school that there is. One is I'm getting my personal trainer certificate and nutritionist license. So we have weights and things in the school. I'll set up appointments with the parents to come in and do some training with me on a personal trainer level, as well as make meal plans and things of that nature. So we really trying to cover all issues of mind, body, and spirit with the kids, but not with just the kids, with the parents too, because this is exercise for the parents. Number one, you need to know how to defend yourself. So that's one. Two, this is tremendous exercise for you to get you in some great shape. And three, it's a great stress reliever for sitting at that. The killer is sitting down all day. That's what really is our number one killer, sitting down and letting that blood pool and not getting your hips moving or anything like that.
Right. I know that when I meditate, sitting down is the first thing that I do. And before I actually get into it, I wait maybe 5 or 10 minutes so I can totally be at ease. You understand what I'm saying? So I can actually listen to what the creator is trying to tell me. And it's helped me a lot. So where can they sign up? But let me back it up a little bit. I was going to ask you about the diet and the nutrition. So what type of foods do you recommend when you going through this quest of being a martial artist?
Well, it would depend on. I would need to look at the person and see what body type they are, because you got three main body types. You have ectomorph, which is the slim person that's a hard gainer, but they real skinny. They can eat whatever they want to, basically, because their metabolism just super fast, but don't mean they in shape. They just skinny. Then you have the endomorph, which is the dude that's usually rounder, might be fat, but real strong, can gain muscle easily, but really hard to lose weight. And then you have the mesomorph, which is the prototypical Captain America type body. And then you could be a fusion of more than one. Like, you could be an endomorph and a mesomorph. You just was a mesomorph, but you didn't let yourself just get out of control. So now you just stepped into the endomorph territory. So depending on what your body type would be as to what meal plan would make for you, because different people need different amount of calories to be able to sustain the energy to go through. And certain people would need to be in a calorie deficit. And depending on what you're trying to do. See, with this, you want to be in shape, most definitely be ripped, but you don't want to be huge and bulky, because being really heavy and super big with mass is hard on your knees. And when you're doing a lot of kicking and stuff like that, you don't want to carry a whole bunch of extra weight. You want to be a lean, mean fighting machine, pretty much.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to pursue this path, where can they sign up? How can they get in touch with you? Where's the school?
The school is located on 3517 Ridge Road in Lansing, Illinois. And it's called UMA, Umbrella Man Associate, is what the initials are, UMA. And if they wanted, they can give me a call, actually. You can give me a call at 773-510-6340. And what we would do would be to set up an appointment for you to come up and talk to my teacher, and he would just give an assessment, because he want to look at you and see where you are, how far you, that's, he's really, really good at that. My teacher has been doing this for about 26, 27 years, something like that. And he's been in the Pan Am Games and done all types of things all across the world. But he's really good at assessing the person, both mentally and physically. So he knows what to pour into you and exactly what you need. So you will come up and get an assessment, whether it would be an adult or a child. And then we go through the process of onboarding, because we have a portal that has him performing everything that's on each belt level and letting you know what you need to have perfected before you go to the next belt level. And inside of that portal are the contracts and everything like that that you would sign. So once you determine that you wanted to do it, then you would go through the onboarding process with my teacher, Master L. But first, you could give me a call, and that's the address if anybody just ever wanted to drop by.
Okay. Can you plug your social media so people can get in contact with you, since this generation has a very, very hard time with talking on the phone?
Right. Well, I'm at Frederick Hollis, and that's FREDERICK, first name, last name Hollis, HOLLIS. That's on Facebook. On Instagram, Hollis, HOLLIS7 on Instagram. Actually, is it Hollis 7? No, it's Hollis Rock. HOLLISROC7 on Instagram. And you can actually find our page too on Facebook. It's under Universal Martial Arts on Facebook.
Okay, so what's the earliest age you could start your journey?
Three. We started 3 years. Really, it's as long as you potty train is when we start.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask that question. Okay, so is there anything else you would like to tell the listeners of Radislav about martial arts?
Just telling them that they should get involved in this. If you have any interest in learning the martial arts, you as an adult or your kids, you should really come aboard and be a part of our school, because like I said, we're different from a lot of schools due to our pedigree, but not just our pedigree, but what we do. Just to give you, for instance, things that are coming. Right now, I have a master's and MBA in business, but I'm studying for my MBA in psychology. I'm becoming a counselor, so we're setting up a program where I'll be counseling, be able to counsel adults as well as the children. So we're going, like I said, we're going full mind, body, spirit with this. Not just I know how to fight, but I'm a good person. I know how to handle my stress. I know how to do things that keep me from internalizing this and then acting out in another way, as well as parents. We're here to help you live longer. So you will have me for not only just personal training, nutrition program, counseling, as well as learning the martial art. So it's a good thing to get part of right now at this point too. And we're also gonna have an online school for everybody. That's what we're working on right now for everybody that's all over the globe. So you'll be able to sign in online and you'll see us doing these techniques and everything. And then you'll just have to send back a video of yourself doing these techniques before we can go ahead and promote your belt levels, so you can be anywhere in the world doing that. And that's coming soon.
That's genius right there. That's genius. And you can't cheat.
Nah, because you got to sit there in the tape and you're doing it.
Right. And you basically know how to look and see, and they got to do it. It's the same thing. You're just not in person. So that's good to have it virtually. It definitely broadens the reach of the school as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how much would some like this cost?
For, we have different schedules. We have usually the classes are Monday. It would be Monday, Wednesday, then Saturday, or Tuesday, Thursday. And Saturday, we also have Friday classes too. We have classes 6 days a week. But basically what it is 2 days during the week, whichever 2 days, whatever 2 days he puts you in, because some classes are beginner classes, some are advanced classes. And then on Saturday is sparring and weapons. That's something that's different from us than a lot of schools as well. We actually do weapons. A lot of schools don't do weapons, but we do weapons too. So for those 2 days, and then that Saturday, which is sparring and weapons, it would be $150 a month.
Okay. So when you say weapons, what type of weapons are you talking about? Like 9mm, Glocks, what?
We teach how to defend against 9mm, but no, we're not showing you how to shoot. But the weapons would be like nunchucks, like the bow staff, the batons, the fan, things like that, the knife, commas, traditional weapons.
Okay, I just had to ask.
Yeah, but we teach defense against weapons too. Defense against knives and defense against guns and things like that. That's self-defense. That's another aspect of the program that we teach too. That's what a lot of the adults like, is the self-defense aspect. Because right there, we just get into the, you can go into the cultural program and then you go up the belt levels and you learn the culture of Taekwondo. But some people just want to jump straight into self-defense, just want to know, hey, how can I defend myself on the street? And that's the self-defense classes, where there is no belt or anything like that, or no traditional Taekwondo teaching. We're just teaching you self-defense against weapons, against other people, things like that.
Okay. I really appreciate you coming on the show. And by being Black History Month, this is something that people can learn, that it's not just to one ethnicity. You know what I mean? Could be Black, white, we all one race, the human race, and everybody can learn this skill set. So I appreciate that. Is there anything else you would like to lead the listeners or write us live?
Nope, just reach out. Just reach out, and I guarantee your 2022 will be the best one you ever had.
Okay, that's what's up. So I appreciate you talking about the martial arts. I want to get you to lose your bearing as a person a bit. So we got this game that we play on Riders Lab. It's called Smash, Pass, or Dash. So you get to smash a chick, pass a chick to one of the homies, or dash, meaning, you know, you ain't gonna mess with her at all. So you up for this game?
Yeah, this is if I was single then, right?
What you mean?
The pass, the smash, and the dash and everything. This is taking it from the point that if I was single.
Right, if you were single.
Okay.
We're not trying to break up no happy home. This is just okay. For entertainment purposes only.
Got it.
You know, I just got to let the people know that the senseis have a sense of humor.
Got it.
Okay. So we're going to do four rounds. You get three choices. So the first group is Janet Jackson, Mary J. Blige, and J-Lo. You get to smash one if you wasn't married, pass one if you weren't married, and dash one.
I gotta pass and dash one of them.
Right. You got to smash one, you got to pass one, and you got to just, you ain't gonna even be bothered with the other one.
That's very difficult. This is very difficult. That's since I was young and I always had my eye on Janet. But then Mary, then J-Lo. Wow.
Who you smashing?
I think I have to go ahead and go Janet.
Who you passing to D. Cox or one of the homies?
I think I get him married.
And you just gonna leave J-Lo alone?
Yep.
Okay. The next round, Ashanti, Rihanna, and Beyonce.
That's a tough one as well. Probably. You got some real hard ones right there, bro.
They are hard.
They are. Probably Rihanna. Probably smash. It'd be close between Rihanna and Ashanti. Really, they like 1A, 1-2, 1B. But I'm going to say Rihanna.
It's the smash.
Yes.
Who's the pass?
Ashanti.
And you're gonna dash Beyonce.
Yep.
Okay. The rap edition. Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim, and Nicki Minaj.
I am definitely gonna pass on Lil' Kim.
Pre-impost.
Let's we talk about the old Lil' Kim song.
You can have
and who was the other one, Foxy Brown, and who?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Yes, I smash Nicki, smash Foxy, and straight dash on Kim.
Okay. Last but not least, we got the vet edition. We got Pam Grier, Diane Carroll, and Felicia Rashad. Felicia Rashad is Bill's wife on The Cosby Show.
Right. I remember smashing Felicia. Passing Diane Carroll and not messing with Pam Grier.
Okay, that's what's up. I appreciate you being a sport. Is there anything else you would like to leave the listeners before we bounce?
Nope. Pretty much just get in contact with me.
Okay, this has been another episode of Ride Us Live. We have Frederick Hollis. Thank you, brother.
All right, bro. You have a good one. And all listeners of Ride Us Live, keep on listening. And y'all have a beautiful night.
Yep.